Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you joined me on today's weekday podcast. Today is part two of Enjoy Your Life. I want to go back to the same text we were in yesterday's in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 11, beginning in verse 8. However many years anyone may live, let them enjoy them all. But let them remember the days of darkness, for there will be many. Everything to come is meaningless. You who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. How in the world do we enjoy our life? The author here is saying more than that we should be surprised by difficult times, but that we should also remember how difficult they are. It's kind of like when I'm working with a marriage that's in trouble, it's easy to point out and say, the reason that you know how bad it is that you know how good it once was. Or you can remember how good things were, which also gives you the picture of how bad things can be. But we have to grasp that all things temporal will disappoint us to a degree. We have to face the fact, or else we're going to be crushed by it. The follower of Jesus, their joy has to be based in something that can stand up to the inevitable difficult days that will come because of the brokenness, sinfulness, and fallenness of the world. One of those things is a good and clear conscience. That is, we should remember that God's judgment comes. The message, enjoy yourself, but don't do things you cannot justify before God. Enjoy yourself, but keep your conscience clear. Don't mourn over your youth and your vigor when they fade. I read an article in AARP last night. Oh my stars, am I old or what? I read an article in AARP, and it said exactly what this is all about, that the worst thing you can do is spend your days fretting and pondering over what you didn't do someday. That's not going to help. To idolize the state of youth and to dread the loss of its disastrous, it's critical. It's life-ending. It will literally be like a Hoover vacuum sucking your soul away to idolize the state of youth and to dread the loss of it. It's just disastrous. It spoils the gift even while we have it. I mean, it means fear of death can disturb you, but honestly, friend, I'm ready. Are you afraid of aging or sickness or death, or maybe in this season, coronavirus? Well, you're not going to be facing them alone. You're going to be facing them with Christ at your side. So it's one thing to enjoy your life. It's another thing to spend your time worrying and fretting over what you didn't do because you can't change that now. So I urge you to become a windshield person that finds enjoyment in their life and don't spend too much time in your rearview mirror, because when you do, you'll spend your life in regret, not in joy. Let this be our prayer. Father, when things go wrong in my life, my greatest enemy is pity and self-pity. It whispers to me that because of my challenges, I deserve pleasures that I know might be wrong. Save me from self-pity with a sight of Jesus suffering faithfully for me. What a beautiful picture. And end it with a hearty amen. My friend, to enjoy this life is to look heavenward and to trust Him for our future. Don't spend your life looking backward. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.